It's All Things Considered. I'm Jamie Floyd. WNYC's road trip to the inauguration continues today in Maryland, where reporters Matt Katz and Arun Venugopal talk about Russia over drinks at the bar. They've been on the road all week, beginning with Trump Tower on Tuesday, Philadelphia on Wednesday. Today, they filed this report from Maryland, and we begin with Matt.
On the way down to Maryland from Philly, we stopped for a drink in Centerville, Maryland. You would never realize it, but this place is actually part of a global political drama involving Barack Obama, Donald Trump, and Vladimir Putin.
The Obama administration unleashes a series of sanctions against Russia after accusations they meddled in the U.S. election. Some Russian agents will have to leave the U.S. in 72 hours, and two Russian compounds will also shut down, including one right here in Maryland.
Centerville is a tiny rural community with old houses and little more than a water tower, an American Legion Hall, and three bars. And everybody in town had a story about the local Russians, like bartender John Palmer.
It was Saturday morning. It's quite funny. They came in, and keep in mind, we're a small bar, and we really don't necessarily do seafood. And they came in here and ordered 3 dozen oysters. They're all oysters. We don't really do that.
Not just their culinary choices stood out. They didn't dress like locals either.
It was just plaid shorts and striped shirt. That's all I have to say.
Then we checked in for the night at our hotel on Kent Island, which juts into the Chesapeake Bay. In the morning, I go for a walk through the town of Graysonville. It's off-season, so it's a little quiet, but there are seafood shacks and marinas and small businesses. I pop into one. I walk past a bunch of guys in rubber gloves shucking and washing oysters, up a metal staircase, and past the Donald Trump Make America Great Again sign. I step into an office and find Cecilia, Mary Pat, and Jenny. Harris Seafood ships oysters throughout the East Coast. 130 people work here during the busy season. Jenny Griffin is a manager and a fan of Donald Trump.
One of the things I take issue with as a conservative is that I'm supposedly not going to respect people that are different. And I know we're on the radio, but if you went downstairs, we got a lot of different going on here. Okay? The idea that conservatives, people are not inclusive, is just ridiculous.
Among the workers are Mexican immigrants here legally, 6 months at a time, through a visa program. The company does this because Americans won't take the shucking jobs. And there's another employment challenge that has informed the politics of the women working in the office, Obamacare. Griffin says the Affordable Care Act forced Harris Seafood to offer health coverage to its part-time workers.
If we did that for all of those employees, there'd be no profit in our business whatsoever, and we would just go out of business.
So instead, the company is going to accept whatever financial penalty they face for violating the law. Griffin says the alternative would wipe away all of their profits. Talk to these women long enough, though, and it's clear that personality, not policy, is what really sold them on Trump.
Because he's imperfect, okay, that makes him more likable to me. I don't need a Ken doll walking up there waving the right way, saying the right words and all that. There have been things that he has said that I've just, like, put my hands over my ears like, no, 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 no. You know, but in my daily life, there are times when I do that with myself. That's part of his charm to me, okay?
They don't like political correctness, and they think everyone in Washington says the kinds of things that Trump says only privately. They aren't even put off by his bragging about groping women.
We have talked about that here, and we said 99.9% of men probably have said the same things when they're together.
I never said that.
Well, how did we put it the other day? Men talk like that.
What matters more is that Griffin believes Trump cares about her.
I think he understands me. I have not had anybody in Washington, D.C., and that includes Republicans and Democrats, okay? I have not had anybody that truly stopped and thought about me. And I honestly believe that Donald Trump does.
They expect that sentiment to be confirmed on Friday. They've already brought a TV up those metal stairs to the office to watch the inauguration.
And I'll be listening to every word he says.
So my visit to Harris Seafood, and I really wasn't sure what I was going to find when I walked up those stairs, seems like a world away from the stop that you made today, Arun.
Yeah, I was just a few miles away. I was in Montgomery County, but there's a huge difference in outlook. Montgomery's had among the biggest increases in hate crimes of any county in America. And what's strange about that is that this is a really diverse place.
It's a minority-majority community. The county executive is African-American.
There's a vibrant and diverse Muslim community. There's an Asian community.
This is Rabbi Batya Steinlauf. She's the director of social justice initiatives at the Jewish Community Relations Council.
These views didn't appear all of a sudden. It wasn't like there was election day and suddenly people decided, oh, let's hate the Jews today.
In the last year, there's been a pretty sharp uptick in hate incidents, about 17%. By some measures, that's more than any other county in America.
And I talk to people all the time who are not feeling secure.
There's been vandalism, swastikas spray painted in public, Jewish kids being told they're going to hell. Rabbi Batya is in close contact with other religious communities. And at this moment, as Donald Trump is entering office, she feels that the Jewish community needs to take a lead in addressing bigotry and using all its resources and its access. The question is whether mainstream Jewish groups, the ones who wield real power, are they going to align with black groups and Muslims and LGBT and women? This is what a lot of progressives and anti-racism activists are wondering right now.
My name is Mikey Franklin. My legal name is Michael Franklin, but everyone calls me Mikey.
Mikey is just over 6 feet tall. He wears a yarmulke, and today at least, he's wearing a Black Lives Matter t-shirt. Recently, he and his wife hung a Black Lives Matter banner outside their condo in Rockville, Maryland. One morning, they woke up and looked outside and found that their car had been egged and toilet papered, and there was a note.
Hello. It has come to our attention that you support the racist terror group that is blatantly anti-white and anti-police.
It went on like this.
Your lack of care and racism is very annoying and disgraceful, and for this we would like to award you a gold star. Enjoy the mayhem. And then at the bottom there's a yellow star, the word Yuda.
Yuda, German for Jews. Mikey and his wife are Jewish and they have an 8-month-old child. And more than anything, they were unnerved by the idea that this attack came from someone really close by, a neighbor, they figure, who knew that they're Jewish. Mikey went public, he wrote a Facebook response to his unknown attacker, and he garnered a lot of attention and support.
Just across the street from where we live, one of the townhouses now has a sign in the front window that's in crayon that can't have been drawn by someone older than 7 or 8 that says Black Lives Matter.
What he finds encouraging, though, is the broader picture, watching activists from all these different communities, black, Jewish, and Muslim, forge relationships with each other. So, Matt, there is still hope that the anti-Semitism and racism are being confronted and creating all sorts of new coalitions.
I wonder what the very nice women at Harris Seafood would think if they were to meet the people that you did today, Arun. I imagine they would disagree that any of the hate is Trump's responsibility. Regardless, tomorrow it's the inauguration. There is going to be a tremendous amount of people from these two sides on those streets, and we'll be in D.C. to witness it. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.
And I'm Arun Vanagopal.
We'll hear that report tomorrow on All Things Considered. Follow along with Matt and Arun on their trip with the hashtag WNYC to D.C. and on WNYC.org.